This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session today. We're here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, or texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, we have a chat room on the website, therealside.com, so if you want to get involved there, you can. There's a lot, as I like to say, there's a lot of people smarter than I am. You know, up on that page. So there's a lot happening there as well. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you spend with us. And being involved, getting engaged, actually getting the information you need to get engaged. That's the other thing. Please, get the information you need to get engaged. Don't do that stuff where you see a quick link, you know, you jump all over it because you believe it to be true. Because that's just crazy. That's going to get us all in trouble. All right. So some of the whack stuff that's been going on. And I say, you know, I say that in all sincerity and truth, not just to get a rise out of you, but seriously. You know, the stories that we were kind of joking around about earlier with Dr. B, they're not funny. And they're not jokes, really. I mean, think about something. They won't allow in Philadelphia. Now, this is no way that this can stand. But now they're saying in Philadelphia they won't allow Christians to adopt children. And this isn't just, you know, foster care where you can temporarily, you know, house the children. But, you know, when you look at what's happening there, what they're saying is they feel like they're too bigoted. They're too, I don't know, religious? I don't know any other way to put it. Come on, seriously. Well, the case before the U.S. Supreme Court to be decided sometimes in 2020, and there's no way this is going to be able to hold. I mean, well, all right, shoot me, because I can't say anything anymore. I don't know where the Supreme Court's going to go with it. But if you want to just base it purely on the fact, right, that this is unequal treatment, then yeah, we have a leg to stand on. Or we will have a leg to stand on. Anyhow, the Supreme Court should decide this in 2021, that directly it concerns the provision of foster care by placing hypothetical arguments about the non-discrimination ahead of religious freedoms. Now, this is before anything even happens. They want them to rule on this, right? And this is ahead of the... Think about what the First Amendment allows us to do. It's ahead of the children's actual needs. The broader ramifications of the case threaten to force religion further from the public sphere. Now, the majority offers a curious... A cursory assurance that it does not intend to disparage people who, as a matter of conscience, cannot accept same-sex marriage. Now, the disclaimer is hard to square with the very next sentence in which the majority explains that the necessary consequence of laws codifying the traditional definition of marriage is to demean or stigmatize same-sex couples. So if you embrace traditional marriage, then you stigmatize same-sex couples. Right. So why wouldn't it work the other way around? It's not all-inclusive, as it says here in Philadelphia. Fulton versus Philadelphia demonstrates how right Roberts was to be concerned. The attorney for the city, Neil Caitlin, claimed during oral arguments that a religious foster care agency, by following the prescriptions of the religion which it represents, would stigmatize LGBTQ individuals, especially children. Now, having said that, traditional religious beliefs are bigoted and damaging, and thus argue they cannot. So, what about couples who are atheists? What about couples who have a different religious belief who say all the other ones are wrong? I mean, come on, think it through. These guys are so far from what our founding fathers had in mind, it's pathetic. Our founding fathers wanted the precepts of Jesus Christ taught in the schools. Now, you can deny that. You guys that listen that want to poo-poo me, you can deny that all you want, but it's truth. Go look at their letters. Go look at the journals. Go look at what they wrote to each other. Get off the atheist sites and go to real sites that have information about what our founding fathers really didn't want it. In particular, the city claimed that the stigma associated with the Catholic Society services cannot, in foster care, withstand even a cursory examination. Whatever feeling of harm or stigma might be involved, it would emerge from a biblical belief. Ooh, that's terrible. Because, you know, the Bible tells us to take care of widows and orphans. Orphans. Kids that are adopted for all intents and purposes, right? It's an attack on religion. Any way you cut it, it's an attack on religion. So the only good parents, according to this, would be same-sex couples. Because you wouldn't be able to allow any religious people at all to adopt children or have kids in foster care. Isn't it amazing? And our founding fathers, one of the major things they wanted was freedom of religion. Freedom to practice your religion. Freedom to live out your belief system. And the majority, the vast majority of them, preferred it to be Christianity, but if it wasn't, so be it. And again, the threat here is clear. It's not limited to Catholicism and Judaism, right? Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a...
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5556. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us or have spent with us on the air, whether you're, you know, getting involved or getting engaged with it, trying to write down some information, getting informed would be good, don't you think? I mean, seriously. Get the information you need so you don't sound like the rest of them. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. The crazy, I just, you know what, I've got like 11 stories up on the screen in front of me. About already, and you're watching it starting to boil up already. For the loons looking forward to the Biden-Harris, well, let's just call it what it is, the Harris administration. All right? And you're seeing it happen over and over and over again. You know, they must have known what was going on. They must have felt they could get away with this. In 2021, they're sure in Philadelphia they're going to be able to win this case in front of the Supreme Court that doesn't allow Christians, or religious people, if you would, to have foster kids. And, you know, for you Christians, the threat isn't just limited to Catholics or Christians. Right? Judaism. You can go through and pick out a few things in there that many religions don't agree with. And it's really interesting how they have unilaterally decided that religious homes are simply bigoted and hateful. There's no numbers to prove it. There's no numbers to prove that religious homes are more hateful or nastier than non-religious homes. Are there hateful religious people? Of course there are. There's hateful atheists. Right? There's hateful agnostics. Again, I'm not a Catholic. Used to be, but I'm not Catholic now. But Catholic services all over the country. Why you people, you people who don't believe in God, you people on the left, constantly want to slam away at Catholic services is amazing to me. Because where were you? Where are the atheist groups? Where are the BLM groups feeding the kids in these underprivileged areas? Where are you? Right, and Christians are in there. Jews are in there. Some of the others are in there. But the bottom line, is this what we're called to do as Christians? And no, we're not. Instead of you calling us out of not believing that there is no male or female, why don't you show up with us to the inner cities and start feeding people, start clothing people, start protecting people? And you at BLM, you got all that money that you think you know what to do with or whatever. Why aren't you in these inner cities taking care of those black kids that you say you care about? Right? Now, the argument with, look, when it comes to foster child care, these kids are looking for a home. They're looking for a loving home. So what is it now going to be? You realize that this cracks the door to a hate crime. Yeah, it does. Because if you're teaching your kids that according to your Bible, according to your word, that same-sex marriage is wrong, it's against God's word, funny thing about it is they'll call it a hate crime, but never are we called on to physically hurt those people. It's not our job to hurt people who are committing sin, unless you're trying to commit murder, in which case somebody's going to come after you big time before you do it. Right? We're going to help protect someone. But think that all the way through, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to say. You are hateful, right? It's bigoted for religious people to say the same-sex couples or same-sex marriage is wrong. And if you don't think that cracks, remember, you had me and others telling you, when it came to same-sex marriage, where was it going to stop? How many? To who? At what age? Remember, their mantra wasn't anything to do with same-sex when they were trying to pass that law. The mantra was, you can't tell me who to love. Whether that be a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old. Can't tell me who to look at what's going on in California. So, and this whole argument, without numbers, without science, without statistics, the whole argument is based on the far-fetched theoretical claim of stigma, right? That because of biblical beliefs that don't teach their kids or teach the kids that are in the care to hate same-sex couples, to hate gay and lesbian, I can't find it in my Bible to hate a gay person. To hate a lesbian. Not in there. It's really that simple. It's just not in there. But they're trying to make this the norm. And you wonder, yeah, I mean, you wonder why, like, we're spinning out of control in this country. So Greece is racist, rapey, homophobic, and slut-shaming. It should never be shown on TV, say woke snowflakes. This thing is like 40, this is over 40 years ago that I think this movie came out, right? It's never going to stop. These guys are just, they're out of control. Younger people, they took to social media to label it rapey. Oh, and overly white, misogynistic. You know, I mean, we're talking about an era. So is that how it works? We never, ever, 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 ever look at the past, even make fun of the past in this light. It was one of the highest grossing films of the 1970s. People love to see it over and over and over again. Does that mean everybody who watches it is a nasty, terrible person? But, you know, Grease Now has got a target on it. The latest awoke critics, they've condemned it for all of those things. You know, slut-shaming. Why? Well, because you have some, what we used to refer to as, loose girls in those movies. Outraged attractivism called for the story of Sandy and Danny's roller coaster high school romance to be canceled, never to be shown on TV again. God bless. Youngsters took to the social media to label it rapey and misogynistic for showing how straight-laced Sandy, played by Olivia Newton-John, transformed herself into a vamp to bag the man of her dreams. Okay, because that's never been done. God, these kids want to totally avoid reality. Thank you, parents, for doing that. I'm going to tell you how much of a blessing they are in society. Sherman Senior Hills will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hit the campaign trail for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. At a Monday night rally in Dalton, Georgia, the president told supporters that control of the Senate and ultimately the direction of the country hangs in the balance. He also said that he would continue to fight to keep the White House.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. if the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back.
Good girls, straight masterpiece.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Other than nothing, do something. I very much would appreciate it. Many of us would. You know, some of you get irritated with me when I get on the parents, you know, for the what these young people are doing. You know, and I wish we had Dr. B. Longer on. Maybe some night we will. And it's because these kids don't learn these behaviors at school. Okay, it starts at home. What's acceptable, not acceptable at home? It's really that simple. If you don't allow it, you stay on them, they're not going to be doing this out and about. Some of them will. Don't get me wrong. It's not perfect. We're talking about how Greece is so bad. Yeah, the woke say that it's racist, it's rapey, it's homophobic, it's slut-shaming. It's one of those movies that should have never made it on TV. Should have never made it out in the theater. See, again, they're going to tell us what to watch and not watch. Isn't that nice? In the film's final scene, student Sandy ditches her good girl image for skin-tight PVC, I don't even know what those are, PVC trousers and takes up smoking so she can impress Danny. Right, because that's never happened by either male or female, right? It prompted one outraged Twitter user to write, "Greece is far too sexist and overly white. Should be banned from the screen. It's nearly 2021 after all." Right. Because what you've done is raised a group of kids that can't handle any adversity or anything that's even... I mean, the thing is, if anything, it's a campy, goofy musical. It prompted one outraged... Well, I already read that. Another furious viewer complained, "Grease sucks on so many levels, and the message is pure misogyny." I wonder what that was, or who that was. Well, I don't know. You can say what it was now. Can't say who anymore. Right? They, them. Third user agreed, saying Greece is just the most sexiest piece of garbage. One scene that caused particular offense to youthful viewers was when Putzi, one of Danny's friends in the T-Bird gang, positioned himself on the floor to look up the skirts of two female students at a fictitional high school. Right, because that's never happened either. Doesn't make it right. What, do these young people really believe that if you don't talk about this stuff, if you hide it, if you don't show it, that it will never happen or it'll be easier to deal with or it won't be in their mind? All of you who complained about the lyric, did she put up a fight? In the song Summer Nights. Right? So, I guess Grease is pretty rapey. Wrote one viewer. And this is, again, go back to what this is. Parents, teachers, whose problem is it? Are you telling me that these kids are woke all of a sudden? All of a sudden they don't want any part of this? Bullpuckies! This stuff is still going on in schools and other places around town. I mean, from what I see at the school board level and the reports I've read, women are much more aggressive, or young girls are much more aggressive than boys are. Are we going to flip it now? Why is it misogynistic? Maybe the new movie coming out should really show what it's like not this year in high school, but what high school's been the last 5, 8, 10 years. Or that'll be okay because it's female or woman or whatever driven. Rizzo was accused of being a bully when she ridiculed Sandy's good girl image. Right? Because she's saying, look at me, I'm Sandra D, in front of her friends. Others were angry that Rizzo was slut-shamed for sleeping with various men, particularly when she had sex with the T-Bird McKenzie without protection. I mean, they live in this antiseptic, perfect world where nothing's supposed to offend them, nothing's supposed to be wrong. I just had this discussion with a colleague about a month ago who really feels that you could turn a classroom or you could take a group of kids and make it so nobody's offended about anything. I mean, that person must believe in unicorns, too. After thinking she was pregnant, Rizzo was ostracized, prompting the characters played by Stalker Channing to sing about the reaction, there's worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. God bless. And that's the other thing, too, right? Now it's, pregnancy, married or not, no problem. There's no stigma, there's no shame to any of it, no matter what happens, whether you have it or don't have it, or abort it or don't abort it, or, it's just like anything goes. And they don't want any negativity around it. They don't want anybody to have an opinion contrary to theirs. So, does that mean, if I have a daughter and I have kids and I teach them that I think it's biblically correct for you to wait till you're married to have sex? Wait till you're married to have children? Does that make me a nasty, mean, misogynistic, bigot, whatever? Father? Is that what happens? And yet, on the other side of the world, you can have anything goes. There's no foundation, there's no anything. We taught our kids for years, or not we, but the schools and the state taught the kids for years that those babies aren't babies. Life isn't really life. Right? And people who believe in Trump or people who don't believe the way you, they're not worth it. Then they wonder why schools get shot up. They wonder why people get killed in cold blood. Where's the foundation? What do you believe? I mean, these kids were offended by... Now, think about this. They're offended by that guy, Vince Fontaine, the radio announcer, who hosted the dance-off. We got it. Some of us older people got it. It was one of the sleazy Hollywood people. You stay away from those kind of people. So if you don't show these characters, how... Are there learning moments at all? As a character flirted with the pink lady Marty, he told all dancers that there were no same-sex couples. Well, it was 1958, right? I mean, seriously, 45 years before homosexuality was universally decriminalized across the United States. So I would love to be able to sit with these people and find out, what were you expecting? What were you looking for? What did you think you were going to find in a movie about the 50s that was kind of campy and upbeat? The fact that there was nothing about the LGBTQ community in there. Right? Why were all couples boys and girls? Because back in the 70s, all couples were boys and girls, or mostly, right? Homosexuality was just starting to rear its head, if you would. Right? The movie's not only is the 70s, takes place, that doesn't take place in the 70s, but got made in the 70s, took place in the 50s, where it wasn't acceptable. You think you're going to make it acceptable just by putting it in a 50s movie? Unreal. These are probably the same people who think that we only have 12 years to fix the earth, or else. Now, how about all the non-white faces? How come there aren't non-white faces? Well, I wasn't looking at white or black. In the area it took place, it was probably predominantly white. Can these kids handle anything? Just curious. When Grease was released in 1978, film censors gave it an A rating, equivalent of today's PG. Right? But some of those people thought it should have an R rating because of the bare-knuckle language. You know, knuckle-dragging language? Come on. You people really need to get over yourselves. You really... I'm not going to say get a life because that's so, you know, such a cliche term. But I mean, seriously, you really need to start looking at this stuff for what it is. It's a movie. It's entertainment. And it was fine for the day. Actually, it's fine for today. When you're depicting what was going on in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, or 60s for that matter, you want to rewrite? Well, yeah, I guess they do want to rewrite history. Most of them do anyway. So I'm seeing your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more going on. Portland mayor finally admits a failure in dealing with Antifa. My God, that must be back in a few.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, it's that simple. Be part of the solution. But you can only do that if you are engaged, if you are informed, if you have a clue. Otherwise, please don't try to be part of the solution. And again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Portland Mayor, he finally admits it. Well, you know, dealing with Antifa, I screwed up. Now I need help. Now I need state and federal dollars to help me clean up this mess. So Ted Wheeler, who's the Portland, and got elected again, he admitted his policies in dealing with Antifa anarchists failed. He called for new enforcement actions, asked for federal and state assistance in dealing with the lawlessness. He said, my good faith efforts at de-escalating have been met with ongoing violence, even scorn from radical Antifa and anarchists. Wheeler was talking at his New Year's Day press conference. He said in response, it will be necessary to use additional tools to push the limits of the tools we already have and bring those criminals to justice, stop the destruction, stop the violence. Wow. How much longer did he need? Well, what was the clue? Right? The continued stench of burning cars and buildings? It's time to push back harder against all those who are set on destroying our community and to take more risks in fighting lawlessness. Really? I mean, there's no risk in having them fight your law enforcement officials? It's just amazing. The mayor went on to say, you know, and he was talking about the Portland Police Bureau officers and the destruction of businesses in downtown districts on New Year's Eve. But they really truly kicked it off with a bang, didn't they? He says that, you know, they were throwing commercial grade fireworks at the police officers, fire bombs. What did he do? What did he allow them to do? And now you got people running. We got police officers that are leaving, retiring. He said, we should be clear what this was last night. It was about violence and criminal destruction, period. That was the Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell. Mayor Wheeler called upon federal, state, and county and local law enforcement partners to work with them to develop clear plans. Yeah, it's really simple. Get the bulldozers in and drive them out. Really. Then he asked the Oregon legislature to increase the penalties for people engaged in repeated acts of criminal destruction and vandalism. Right. Here's the thing. You've got to allow your police to arrest them. You've got to allow your police to do their job, don't you think? Antifa-related violence ran rampant all through much of 2020. What happened? And prosecutors in the city, they dismissed over 90% of the charges of the protesters that were actually arrested. Right? Just really continue. Only 19 of the 213 people arrested in September have pending charges on them. Come on, let that sink in. So the police did all that work for what? Well, why would you bother? Why would you bother at all? More than 70% of the charges in one case, charges of attempted murder, attempted assault, arson, possession of a destructive device, and rioting were all dismissed against a man who allegedly threw a Molotov cocktail. He didn't just throw one. He threw it at police officers. Why would they do that? Look at guys, it's going to be 10 times worse in L.A. The guy they have in L.A. is worse than this. Antifa built an autonomous zone around the foreclosed house to stop law enforcement from executing an eviction order at one point. The mayor issued what now appears to be a toothless edict saying there will be no autonomous zones in Portland. Okay, but where's the or else? Really? When police arrived to execute the eviction order, Antifa anarchists became violent, chased the police away. The mayor pledged last week that the police were authorized to use all lawful means to end occupation. Well, what is all lawful? I mean, even when they use lawful means, they're called on the carpet, are they not? Right? After a week-long occupation of the three-block autonomous zone, Wheeler caved. He actually apologized to Antifa. The mayor and his chief of police apologized for statements they made earlier in the week. You know, when they were referring to the encampments around the autonomous. No, it's not. It's occupied property you had no right to be on. They won't even use the right terminologies. It just never stops with these people. And maybe, just maybe, New Year's Eve truly, honestly pushed him over the top. But, you know, I'm not so sure. Really. I'm not so sure. All right. So, don't you love all the Democrats screaming right now about the act of sedition the Republicans are doing by questioning the election? But everybody forgets, or I shouldn't say that. They, the Democrats, conveniently forget how they pushed back on the certification of election votes. And it had nothing to do with theft or fraud or anything else. They just felt it was too hard for people to vote. Really. Take a listen.
The chair now hands to the tellers the certificate of the electors for president and vice president of the state of Florida.
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President.
Which means it should not be brought forward. It doesn't fit the legal process. But hey, whatever.
President, I stand for the purpose of objecting to the counting of the vote from the state of Florida as read.
Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus to object to the 25 electoral votes from Florida.
Oh, my favorite. Sheila Jackson Lee is coming up. But they're objecting to these votes. They can't get a senator to step up with them. One Democrat senator is all they needed. They couldn't do it. When you hear why, you'll see.
President, thank you for your inquiry. It is in writing. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Well, Mr. President, I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted.
The clerk will report.
That was Jesse Jackson Jr. Okay? And because the votes weren't counted properly. Hello? Isn't that what we're saying right now? The votes weren't counted properly? In 2004, it happened again at a joint session of Congress.
Support the objection.
We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Ohio on the ground that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given. Signed, Stephanie Tubbs Jones, State of Ohio.
Now, this is 2004 at the electoral vote count at a joint session of Congress. So, how is this unprecedented?
Barbara Boxer, State of California.
The objection today is raised because there are irregularities across this country with regard to voting. And we as a Congress have an obligation to step up to the plate and correct them.
Mr. Speaker and members, I dedicate my objection to Ohio's electoral votes to Mr. Michael Moore, the producer of the documentary 9/11.
First of all, because we all trust him, don't we? We all know that whatever he says is going to be 100% truth, right?
We are here because not a single election official in Ohio has given us any explanation for the massive and widespread irregularity in the state. No.
A Democrat from Michigan, concerned about irregularities. But as long as if they're against Republicans, they're fine. Just fine. Not a problem.
Explanation for the machines in Mahoning County that recorded carry votes for Bush.
Our people are dying all over the world, a lot from my state. For what reason? To bring democracy to the far corners of the world. Let's fix it here, and let's do it first thing out. Thank you very much.
Come on, this is great. They don't know what they want. Actually, they do know what they want. Total power, total control. I mean, that's the most hypocritical thing. This is like the nail in the coffin, if you would, for Democrats. You cannot have it both ways. You could try, but you're screaming about irregularities in two separate election cycles. We do it, and we're wrong. There was no problem. It was wonderful. Everything was above board. Sure it was. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Thank you for being with me. I always appreciate your time. I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Being involved, being engaged, let your loved ones, your unloved ones, your friends, your neighbors know about the show. Get them over here. They need to get informed. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.